Norfolk News, Norfolk Life. This is BBC Radio Norfolk.
Live from our studios at the Forum in Norwich, this is Tea Time with Matthew Gudgeon. Our story at 5, arguments over the latest round of mental health bed closures in Norfolk and Suffolk.
Part of the reason why NSFT has lost so many staff is because after a succession of cuts, staff don't feel that they can offer a safe service they can feel proud of anymore, and they've left the organisation.
Campaigners say staff are leaving Norfolk's Mental Health Trust, fed up with the lack of investment. The claim comes after the acting head of the trust told councillors that beds had to close because they had too few staff. Judy Cave was explaining the closure of 24 beds temporarily and another 6 permanently to a committee of Norfolk County councillors. The campaign to save mental health services in Norfolk and Suffolk was at the meeting, says it's clear why the trust has problems filling vacancies.
The recently published NHS staff survey showed that NSFT was the worst mental health trust as far as staff were concerned to work in. It was also not only the worst, but it was also the trust that was becoming even worse than it was before. Its performance is declining.
It's 5:08, and you're tuned to Radio Norfolk, Thursday evening's Tea Time programme. The woman in charge of Norfolk Mental Health Provision has been explaining the latest round of bed closures to affect the service. The NHS Trust's interim chief executive, Julie Cave, faced county councillors today after it was announced 36 places in Norfolk and Suffolk are shutting, 8 of them permanently. The fear is that more patients will need to be treated out of the area in beds that are spare in places like London. Julie Cave told me it's because of staff shortages, and she issued this apology.
This is really awful for patients who need that care, who may have to go to a London organisation. And, you know, I'm really sorry that we have to do this, but I think people would all accept that we have to be able to provide safe care and that they would want our patients to be safe.
Very often temporary closures become permanent closures in the end. It's a way of just easing it in. Can you say for sure that these will open once again eventually?
Yes, they will. There is absolutely no intention to keep them closed. We're just struggling with getting some staffing for those units. So there's absolutely 100% commitment to reopen the beds as long as we can make them safe. And, you know, making them safe is having the right number of staff.
It's been reported that you said to the councillors today that this bed closure programme was an own goal.
No, that was in relation to the communication about the ward. So I was asked a question by one of the councillors about the communication last week about Lark Ward. And, you know, we didn't cover ourselves in glory because we didn't tell all of our stakeholders about it in advance of the press release. So I apologise for that. And, you know, we'll make sure that doesn't happen again.
We all know finances are an issue. It must be ruinously expensive to send people to private beds and out of county quite often as well, out of the area. How can you afford that?
We have a small budget that we can use for out-of-trust placements or out-of sending people away from Norwich or Norfolk and Suffolk. But we're also supported by the clinical commissioning groups who fund anything over and above our budget. But that said, that's still a lot of money that goes on that. What we would like to do is to have enough beds in Norfolk and Suffolk to look after our patients. But we need to understand exactly what that right number of beds is, and we're doing some work on that now to understand what we need in order that we can open enough beds for that. But we do have to make sure that we can get the staff, and actually the staffing issue is my bigger worry at the moment.
Yes, I mean, just exploring that a bit, I mean, people aren't applying for posts, is that what we're saying? There aren't people adequately trained who are available in this area?
There's a national shortage of nurses, and clearly that has an impact on Norfolk and Suffolk as well. I think our geography doesn't always help, so we do struggle along with all the other trusts who are in similar difficulties, really. You know, we can't staff our units purely on agency staff. We have to have our own staff running those wards. That's the only way we can keep them safe.
Well, how come in the private sector, these private beds are available with 30 Norfolk patients currently in them, that they've got the staff and you haven't?
Well, I suppose the private sector can pay different rates to us. So we're governed by a national rate, and the private sector doesn't have that. So they can attract people with money.
But if you had more money, then maybe this problem would ease.
I don't think the psychiatric intensive care unit closure in Ipswich is due to money. It's purely about staffing and being able to recruit the staff.
Julie Cave, the interim chief of the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As we heard, county councillors were scrutinising the work of the trust earlier, and members of the campaign to save Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Services were in the public gallery at County Hall. What did he make of the chief executive's performance?
Actually, I thought she was quite open and honest. She tried to answer as best she could, but without enough money to do the job, it's always going to be very difficult, isn't it?
And that is fair enough, isn't it? Because she says not only is there not enough money, but money didn't seem to be at the forefront of what she's told us. She says there's a shortage. They can't get staff to man the wards.
You can always resolve the staffing issue. You pay whatever's needed. You prioritise patient care. You provide a good working environment. I mean, part of the reason why NSFT has lost so many staff is because after a succession of cuts, staff don't feel that they can offer a safe service they can feel proud of anymore, and they've left the organisation.
This is a national problem, though, isn't it? I mean, nationally, there's a shortage of mental health staff.
Not like there is in Norfolk and Suffolk. I mean, if we look back, the recently published NHS staff survey showed that NSFT was the worst mental health trust as far as staff were concerned to work in, and that it was also not only the worst, but it was also the trust that was becoming even worse than it was before. Its performance is declining.
Julie Cave is interim in charge, and there is a new chief executive already appointed that will be coming in. Are you optimistic that he's going to do a good job?
No. The new chief executive was rejected by the Service Users and Carers panel, who found him unappointable. They scored him zeros and ones out of five. No, we don't have any faith in Nantek Lek at all.
Currently, the situation clearly is, well, there are 30 patients, more than that, out of county. Do you see that problem getting worse?
Well, I think that's a really good question. But let me answer it by going back. I remember being at a health overview and scrutiny committee, the meeting that was held today, back in January 2014. And back then, the commissioners promised that there would be no out-of-area bed usage by the end of April 2014. We're now more than 4 years later, and actually the bed crisis has become much, much worse. And in the meeting today, they were saying, well, we don't know how many beds Norfolk needs. Well, if there are permanently 30 people out of county, if the commissioners and the Mental Health Trust are spending millions of pounds on private hospitals, it's obvious to everybody that NSFT hasn't got enough beds. But 4 years later, nothing's been done about it. And in fact, 36 beds have just been closed. So they're actually making the matters worse rather than better.
We've heard the chief executive, though, the interim chief, pledge on this programme that out of those 36, only 8 will be permanently closed. The rest will come back.
If we look at somewhere like King's Lynn, where beds were closed, supposedly they were mothballed, and then eventually 2 or 3 years later they were just closed. So there's a track record here of talking about keeping beds open or the temporary closures. But once something's closed, it's very hard to reopen it, so we don't have a great deal of faith.
What effect, then, is this having on patients?
Well, there was a great question asked by Sheila Preston, who is a mental health campaigner and also was a carer. And the point that she made was that the number of deaths is now 66% higher than it was when the trust was formed. And she herself has lost her own son. And what the point that she made was that most deaths occur in the community. And when there isn't the place of safety that's needed, then what happens to these people? And that's the enormous question.
Thank you for joining us today from the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk. Thank you.
Thank you.